Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spiegel and Holmes show flashback.
Alex Brown.
I know y'all saw the whole Myles Garrett thing where he was, the offensive lineman was screaming at Jordan Love, telling him to, hey, watch out, watch out.
Yeah, run, Jordan, run. That's what the offensive lineman told.
Oh, yeah.
Bro, I beat him on the cleanest inside last series.
Jordan! Jordan, run!
Oh, Myles Garrett beat the brakes off of him, and then people asking me, so I get that question. Like, Alex, have you ever had an offensive lineman say that? But no. Hell, I played against Walter Jones, Orlando Pace. I ain't play against whoever that bum was that he was beat.
Well,
no.
AB, wait a minute, though. There was the game against the Giants where that left tackle was probably telling his quarterback to run in that game.
Second and 13, and Warner can't find anyone, and down he goes. And it was Alex Brown once again.
Nah, I got lucky on a couple of those, man.
I'll tell you who has played a heck of a game today is Alex Brown. And he has 3 sacks. On that play, he was in the backfield almost in time to take the handoff from Kurt Warner.
Hey, Tommy Harris, run a guy into me, you know, run Kurt Warner out of the pocket. I like that I got the 4.
Big uphill climb for the Giants. Warner runs into his own man, and down he goes. Alex Brown will get credit for his 4th sack of the game. 4 for Alex Brown.
But I don't know. I still get a Christmas card from a guy that left tackle.
You better start helping Luke Pettigrew right now, because Alex Brown is on top of his game. He is beating him with quick moves to the inside. He's beating him with speed to the outside. You've got to do something now to start helping out Luke Pettigrew.
Spiegel and Holmes.
You guys do Alex Brown yet?
Afternoons on the Score.
Wow. Tanny went and found it. And there's Moose Johnston saying Luke Pettigrew is in trouble.
It wasn't really, no diss to Tanny, but it's not hard to find. It's one of the best performances by a defensive end in a football game in the NFL.
But I didn't remember that it was the former Notre Dame offensive lineman, Luke Pettigrew with the Giants. And it's because that game has come up a couple times in conversation this week while we prepared for another conversation with Alex Brown, because Bears-Giants has a deep, deep history with stuff going back to 1933 and stuff like that game right there.
Yes, for the 4th leading sacker in Bears history, not top 5, is a very important distinction that you have to make. Our friend Alex Brown joins us here on The Score. What's up, AB?
What's going on? How you doing?
Man, we are doing great. You're going back on the cruise again?
I am. I'm going back on the cruise, man. I'm super pumped about it. City Cruises, I mean, they always put on a great show. So I am super pumped. I hope everybody got their tickets, because myself, Urlacher, and Rex will be up there, and it's going to be a blast.
I'll tell you, 4 people who didn't get their tickets is us right here.
Y'all, I'm telling you, UPS having some problems. You know, all this tariff stuff. I mean, it is. They having some issues right now. So I'm sorry.
Yeah.
My bad.
Yeah. No, you sure don't got that address correct.
It's fine, AB. We can buy our own tickets. We don't need to beg our friends for tickets.
No,
it's
we
fine.
Like free stuff. I do anyway. But whatever.
But
Alex,
you can go and hang out on the boat with AB and Rex and Urlacher on November 21st. cityexperiences.com/citycruise. You will have a wonderful time. AB, walk me through what it was like for you watching the Bears and the Bengals last week.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I watched it like a regular football game. And then we went up by 2 scores. I was like, all right, it's over. So now I can get up. I can take the dogs out. I can do some stuff. And I come back. So my wife, we on this pick 'em for Yahoo. And my pick Cincinnati to win. So she's all bummed out, and I come back, and she, like, got a little grin on her face. Wait a minute. What you grinning about? And it's 41-42, and now I'm in panic mode right now because you have to pick your favorite team every week. So I have to pick the Bears no matter who they're playing. So I'm like, holy crap, I'm going to lose a point. And I thought I had the point secured. But fortunately, we have a guy by the name of Caleb Williams, and – he did what he's been doing since he's been here, and that is put the Bears in a position to win when it matters the most, and that is during the last 2 minutes of a game. He, more times than not, he is putting us in position to win the football game, and the kid's special, man. I'm ready for everybody else to come on board. I'm kind of lonely on this boat that I've been on for a long time, so get on board and let's go, Chicago.
We get caught up in breaking down the play week to week and thinking about what it could be and what it might progress to. What is it right now? If you're a defensive end and you're game planning and you guys are getting ready for the Bears and Caleb is that quarterback, what are you guys talking about as a defense?
I mean, there's a few things because he can beat you a lot of different ways. Just for the sake of talking about people, the guy that they just played in Flacco, I mean, you don't have to worry about him scrambling at all, right? So you know where he's going to be in the pocket. But when you play a guy like Lamar Jackson, I mean, you don't want him to run. You want him in the pocket. And yes, he can beat you throwing the ball. I'm not saying he can't. But if you have to pick your poison with Lamar Jackson, you want him in the pocket and not running around. So I think Caleb can do both of them. And I think that's what makes him unique. That's what makes him a special guy. But yeah, there's a growing aspect to it. And I think that's what we have to be comfortable with. Understand that the kid's just growing. He's getting better and better and better. And step back and look at what's going on. Not the play-by-play, and you see one play where he misses a guy. Well, hell, I see Patrick Mahomes miss a guy. I see Josh Allen miss a guy, you know? Step back and look at the 27 points that we're scoring in a game and tell me the last time we did that. Mm. You know, that is what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm looking at an offense that can go out and you don't have to stress about getting to 17 points, getting to 20 points and being happy. This team is scoring 27 points a game, and you should be able to win with that as a defensive-minded football team like we used to have. So, yeah, 27 points is plenty.
Watching this offense evolve, too, where they're one of the best running teams in the league, too, AB, and that's that's fun because it – walk me through as a defensive player. When a team can do both, what type of stress does that put in the defensive game plan?
It's the most stressful game plan or stressful time that you can have when you have an offense that can do both. So think about the times where, I mean, hell, look at the Super Bowl. When you got the Super Bowl went to an 06, you got Peyton Manning, you know they can throw the ball, but then you give up 200 yards rushing. So you can't, like, you're allowing them to have both aspects of their game. You have to take one away. If you take one away, whether that's the run or the pass, now you make a one-dimensional, and that is the key to being a really good defense. Taking one away, making them play into your hand. When you can't do that, you're on edge. Everything, anything can happen. And more times than not, they're beating you and getting in those second and short, third and shorts, and you don't want them in that. You want them in second and long, third and long. So you have to win the first downs. So that's, yeah, it puts you in a very, very stressful situation.
The NFL trade deadline has become a crazy thing, man. Lots and lots of deals. I wonder what it's like, Alex, to be a defensive end. Was he, Lawrence, 6'5", 250, Joe Tryon, Shoyinka.
Mm-hmm. And 260.
Right, 6'5", 260. To be a skilled, you know, athletic defensive end and come in and be asked to play. Like, how quickly could you, as a defensive end, assimilate to a system and try to play?
Well, I mean, you're going to... They're not drafting you to make you do something that you're not used to doing typically, or they're not trading for you to make you do something that you're not used to doing. So they're going to put him at defensive end. I mean, he can rush the quarterback. So I think he's versatile. I think he's a versatile player that can play a couple positions or a couple different areas and a couple packages that Dennis Allen wants. So that's what I see. And that's why I think they went out and got that guy. So I'm anxious to see how they use him and how they use his talent. Because, yeah, I think he can rush off the edge, but I also think he can get inside, inside eye of the tackle and rush from there and cause havoc with his speed on some bigger guys. Because the closer you get to the center from the tackle position, typically the slower they are. So I know you got a guy coming up here that was pretty quick at center, so I'm not saying him. He's an anomaly. So OG could – snap the ball and get out in front on a sweep, which was insane to me. So, yeah, so I think a lot of different skills that he has, he can Dennis Allen's going to have some things to play with there.
Yeah, it looks like John Michael Schmitz, who went to Homewood Flossmoor High School, my high school, it doesn't look like he's going to be ready this week, and we'll see. But
John,
yes.
Michael Jingleheimer Schmitz.
Yes, his name is my name too.
Right, we didn't get him.
His high school is my high school too.
There it is.
See?
Yeah.
Yep. But yeah, man, he's very athletic. I'm curious what you think of their quarterback, AB. Have you looked at Jackson Dart? Of course you have, because it's SEC football. So what do you think of Jackson Dart?
He's all right. I mean, he's fine. He's not. I mean, depending on what you want him to do. I mean, I want him to throw the ball to try to beat us. I don't want him using his feet. I think he can hurt you there. I think if he gets outside of the pocket, he doesn't understand how to get down, so knock the piss out of him. If he gets outside of the pocket, you punish him. So that's me. But I understand how the league is, and there's a $50,000 maybe fine that might come with that. So you might need to take that with a grain of salt, but if the kid doesn't get down, which I've seen him not get down when he get outside the pocket, you got to make him pay for it. So losing Scatterboo, I think that hurts them a lot. I think coming in, I didn't think a lot of people thought a lot about Scattergoo, but the kid just, he gets it done. He helps move the chains, and if you move the chains enough, you get to the end zone, and that's what he helped do. So missing him, that's not going to be the question, though. The question this week is going to be taking care of the football, making sure we can win a close game, because unlike last week, this is not going to be a shootout. This is going to be one of those old school 17-13 type games.
Damn.
Where you're going to have to win by taking care of the football.
The Giants aren't going to hold the Bears to 17. Come on, AB.
Yeah. No. Now, I think we found ways to run the ball. I don't think we're that great at running the ball. So we found some ways to run the football and be effective. But that pass rush they got, yeah. if you put Caleb Williams in that situation where he's dropping back 5-7-step drops, holding the ball for 3.5 seconds, just get ready for the damn show that we saw that last time when Cleveland punished Justin Fields.
Oh,
just, I'm telling you. Oh. Listen, these boys get after the quarterback.
This is what I've been trying to tell Spiegs. I am not as comfortable with this matchup as a lot of other people are, AB, because this you can look at it and say, hey, they're a bad team. Fine. Their record shows that you are what your record is. But as far as a matchup goes, I am uncomfortable with this matchup.
Man, we better win on first down. We better win. That is going to be a key. When we look back at this game come Monday or even Sunday night, when you look back at the game and you say, did we win on first down? I think that'll tell you if we won the game.
Man.
Because if we're in second and long and third and longs, we are going to be in trouble.
I'm drunk on this offense. I'm drunk on Ben Johnson. I admit it. I've had shots and shots of Ben Johnson's offense. All right, so you would hit Jackson Dart so hard that you knock the urine.
Stuffing out of him.
The urine out of him.
Let's say stuffing.
What, yes, my bad, yes, the urine.
What quarterback did you hit the hardest? Like, if I asked you to remember a quarterback that you just...
Who you get clean, AB?
Demolished.
Oh, man, I hit... Phil Simms' son, I hit him pretty good. Tommy Harris was hitting him from behind. I hit him in the chest, and we just buried him there. But I did hit Michael Vick on one where a rollout where I caught him, man, in that super cold game.
That Monday night game. Yeah.
Yeah. It was nuts. I hit him. Wow. That was nuts. And I ended up, so when I hit him, I spin around on him, and then I actually stopped and was sitting on top of him, which was awesome. I hope. If anybody's listening to this, if somebody got a picture of that, I'd love to have that picture. But that was a long time ago.
That's so cool. So anybody's got a picture of Alex Brown hitting Mike Vick like that, would you get them a couple tickets to the cruise maybe? I mean, not us, obviously.
You know what? You'll be my guest. You'll be my guest on the cruise, on City Cruises. Yes, you'll be my guest. Yes.
I remember that game, and I remember knowing the moment when I knew Atlanta was going to lose that game. And it was the Bears
kickoff.
Well, but there was something specific that happened after Atlanta got the ball the first time, AB. And that was you guys were still on the field. And it was one of the worst conditions ever at Soldier Field that night. You guys were on the field. And only Atlanta's offensive linemen between plays were on the field. And I was like, these boys is cooked. Like, if the specialist and the quarterback have to come to the sideline on every play and every timeout, and they're just leaving the five guys on the offensive line out there, they got no chance to win this game, even with Michael Vick.
That's the one time that everybody realized that what Coach Smith was saying about practicing in the elements, it really mattered. Like, it really helped. And when we're going to go against Green Bay, it's not going to matter. When we're going against Atlanta, we're going against New Orleans or Tampa or somebody like that, where the cold actually matters. Heck yeah! Oh, it's awesome to see them freezing and we're fine.
AB, I love that you guys are doing these cruises, and I love that Rex is like feeling the love from people. And I think he stayed away because maybe he thought there wasn't any love for him, and there's a lot of love for him, and I'm glad that he's seeing it on these cruises.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's taking some time, though. I think it's taking some time for people to understand just how much he meant to that team. I think everybody on that team would say that we don't make it there without Rex. I think he gave us a dimension down the field where we can stretch the ball, stretch the field, hitting Bernard Berry and going deep, or hitting up Bradley going deep. Like, we just had that extra dimension. And then we were – so now we're scoring 27 points. Again, I think they were second in the league points that year. So tied for second in the league with New England maybe, or maybe even Indy. But it was amazing. So if we're going to get that type of production, hell yeah, we should win. I actually think, like, we, the defense, we took a step back from 05 to 06, because in 05, we knew we weren't getting that. So we knew we had to hold people and there was no room for error. And yeah, it was a more successful season, but had we had that 05 team, that 05 defense, or that type of mindset, I think we win the Super Bowl easy, honestly.
AB, we appreciate you, man. Have fun on the cruise. We'll talk soon.
100%. Appreciate you, man.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk 3 times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved, or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.